love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and an addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, here in studio from the band Pepper, Brett, Kaleo, and Yassad all here representing. Drew had just having a love fest with the band before.
Very went nice, on the very air. Nice.
Crazy love fest.
Because they go Brett and... Brett's grandfather.
Brett and I go back two generations.
Now,
where is
that? Right.
I'm sorry, Dr. Drew. That's like Nirvana. That's heavy. That's
way
heavy.
Back.
Yeah, back.
Any point, Adam?
The entire band is from Hawaii.
Kona, Hawaii.
And Kona.
Coffee.
And I don't know anything about Kona, really.
Condoms. Coffee.
Do people go to Kona for vacation?
In fact, Kona's horrible. Never go there. You never, ever want to go there in your entire life.
The most unbelievable hotels on earth are at the Four Seasons Hawaii.
You got it.
That is the best.
What's the big one? Looks like a Ritz-Carlton. The Rose or the...
That's our Motel 6.
I stole a van from there when I was younger.
These are unbelievable.
It's not going on your criminal record.
Have I been to Kona?
No. You'd never forget it.
Where have I been?
I've been to Maui.
You got to be huge.
I got to work that out.
You do.
How is all the family back in Kona?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. The ones that aren't dead yet. Yes, they're
all dead. The important ones are, except for the ones I know Dr. Drew, which are still living in Malibu right now.
And
Laguna.
And so how does it, well, what's the music scene like in Hawaii? Or is there a music scene?
No.
Or,
good one.
There you go.
Music scene.
Nothing. No, it's pretty non-existent. Like
Hula, Don Ho, that's it. You know what it
Jack
is.
Jack Johnson.
So how did you guys get started? Did you meet in high school? How'd it go?
It's like we know you.
No, you do.
We met actually at a house party. And I came up to Yassad one day. I'm like, hey, you want to play some music? He's like, no, not really. I'd rather just get stoned and surf. I was like, sick, all right, well, cool. And then the next week, we were at a house party, go figure. Mm-hmm. And I went up to Yassad and I said, hey, you want to jam? He's like, no, not really. And then later on during that party, he got drunk enough and came up to me and said, hey, you know what? We're gonna jam out. And that's how Pepper started.
Because I need more bush.
Yeah, this girl actually denied me that night, and then it came back into play. I was like, I remember what Cleo was asking. Okay. Yeah. And then I went back. And
You don't even need, and you guys are successful, but you don't have to be successful. You can just be in a band and draw some world-class poontang.
Exactly. Punani is like punani.
That's right. I know you don't really. I mean, Drew, if you can go to any club on any given night with a band you've never heard of, and there's a bunch of hot chicks in the audience,
especially with Uncle Drew's guns too, because guns are fantastic.
We're going on the record about Drew real quick. Light beer. Remember
beer.
When the show obviously used to be on MTV or whatever? Mm-hmm. When you know, okay.
When we were young.
You looked like more like, you know, the crazy scientist. Now I get here and you look like Hulk Hogan to me, okay? And Adam looks small. So
Drew,
okay.
Let me explain something about Drew. First off, he's all man. Man than if they put all of us in a Cuisinart.
I can smell that.
We'd fill one of his legs. Seriously. If they poured us into one of his legs. Okay, number one. They could stuff all of us into a sack and throw it over his shoulder.
Or just into my
and
sack.
And go to work. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's him and Barry Bonds, so that's it.
But I'll tell you something about Drew. Drew is, you've ever watched the late night Cinemax where the guy's working in the lab and then the sexy chick comes in and
the
sax
you mean like Red Shoe Diaries
kind of thing? Yeah, that
kind of thing. Yeah, Zalman King.
Lab coat comes off, big guns exposed, glasses peel off, she shakes her hair out of the bun.
Yeah.
Drew, he's like a porn scientist.
He does look like that. I never thought that.
And then the lamb skin comes out.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Unfurls.
Not as protective, but so much funner.
Yeah.
funner is not a word.
Yeah. True. Does Trojan do lambskin? Mm. Are they all
they
about
have polyurethane,
polyurethane and latex?
Right. Nice. That's it.
Polyurethane. That's what they put on bodyboards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
good.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Put that on your wanker, and there you go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. You guys surf? Do you have to surf if you live in Hawaii?
Yeah. Just like LA, you got to be a celebrity, or there's
you got to do something.
You know how it is. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Please look at me.
Look at me
with the skinny arms sitting next to Drew. It's tough. I gotta be a disappointment now, Drew.
I guess so. I put my baggy shirts back on.
Yeah, come on. Go put a poncho on or something. Guys can't keep their eyes off you.
Drew's setting the bar high.
Oh, no. He's all man. He's on the juice, though. That's the thing. He's a doctor. He goes right to the medicine cabinet.
Oh yeah, that's him and Barry Bonds.
That's me. Yeah.
Pumped up.
I'll be testifying soon.
Drew, what do you want to say? You want to say something?
I have a couple things. Look at this tour.
Yeah. The band is
all
going
over the world.
Chicago, Minneapolis, Spokane, Vancouver,
Seattle. They've been there. And
this is
all
places
Europe.
They've been. Oh, going to Europe.
Yeah.
Wow. But, you know, when you come from Kona, I mean, that's one of the most beautiful locations on the planet,
yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
I mean, they go there and, you know, those are movie locations. Mm-hmm. Basically like living on a movie set. Yeah,
Jurassic
right?
Park, all that
tropical a movie set. So going to these places is great sort of culturally, but... ultimately, aesthetically, you want to get home, right?
The ultimate Always. Goal is to get home, but also we need to be able to afford to go home. Yeah. And Hawaii right now is
ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, that's why we left, was to come home.
How much is it? What would, I mean, like, houses are pretty ridiculous out here. And it's hard to figure it out because, where are you and what size is it and all that. But I would say that on the west side in Southern California here in Los Angeles, if you're on the west side and you're in a decent neighborhood and it's a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house, nothing spectacular, 2,000, 2,200 square feet, you're talking about $1 million. Just boom, 900 to $1 million, no problem. Just no, the houses, you losers are listening to us in Utah and Wyoming. That house is $147,000 out here. It's $1.2 million.
Easy, easy.
That is true.
If you've seen, you know, if you looked in the newspaper, looked at the real estate section, but in Kona, is it the same? Is it higher?
Worse.
Is it lower?
It's worse. Times nine.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Really?
Except there's more international money there, too, isn't there, that drives it up?
Yeah. Asians.
Especially Japanese. The Japanese own most of Hawaii.
They support our eating habits over there.
Yeah.
The point over
and
there.
The food's a lot more expensive over there, too, like groceries and amenities.
Gas.
You pay like $1.99 for milk here for a gallon. We'll be paying at least $4.30.
Well, they got to bring it in a tanker every day.
You don't want to hear about gas. Either.
Yeah.
A big metal cow. Though.
Yeah, where are you going? In a circle, looking at the ocean?
Well, that's
the left window at the ocean.
I'd argue, but you're right.
Yeah.
We got tired driving around the island so many times to play, so that's why we had to move on somewhere, you know?
Somebody's got to, you know, so we got to send an envoy to Japan and tell those guys to cool it down a little bit.
Because, with the real estate purchases?
Well, no, here with everything. Because here's the thing, like everyone who goes to Japan goes, oh, my God, a steak costs $500. So they come over here and they're like, a steak for $40, give me 10 of them, and then the prices go up.
Yeah.
We got to go drive them down over there.
You're right.
I don't know what we got to do.
You're not done with them, so you can finish them off.
We got to get some Puerto Ricans to move out to Japan and just sort of start slumming it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And it'd be like
maybe some Hawaiians.
$500 for a steak, and the guy gets stabbed. Mm. And it's like all of a sudden the prices start coming down. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect.
No, and I don't mean that as a slight to the Puerto Rican people.
No. Yeah, why would they take it that way?
Trying to balance things out
a little bit. Yes,
it's very logical.
Yeah, because they come here and now everything's through the roof. You know, in the late 80s, like Ferraris were like $2 million and stuff. True. They drove. They think about what it does. Like, just, you know, if you look at a collector's car, like, all right, I'll pay $100,000 for that Ferrari. And then Mr. Mitsubishi comes in, and he wants, ironically, another car. Now. He wants to come in. He'll say, I'll pay you $200,000 for it. Yeah. Pow, now that's the new price.
Yes. I remember that for the classic
all
cars.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's get them. Let's get those Puerto Ricans. I'm going to lend them a few of my folks.
Move them over to Japan.
Move them over to Japan and start driving stuff down.
Yes.
Yeah, because those people are not going to pay those kind of prices.
Speak Japanese.
That's right.
We'll get there.
It's going to be huge.
And then finally, I'm still looking for calls once again tonight. I'll give this up pretty soon, but I need the help of the Loveline callers. Sexual performance anxiety. Any people that are willing to talk about that on television? And sexual fetishes that you're afraid or ashamed to share with your partner. Those are the two things I'm looking for tonight.
If they're ashamed, are they going to go on a TV show
and
talk about it?
We actually, how many hours of discussion? discussion you think we had about that?
14 or 15.
Point. The idea is there must be somebody who wants help telling the partners, okay, interested in telling the partners.
All right. Let's,
and we've got a therapist that will help with that.
Pepper in studio tonight. What we're going to do is take a couple of phone calls, and then we'll hear a song. Jessica?
Yeah?
15?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, at my high school, I kind of just heard from word of mouth that if you wear a thong, it'll cause hemorrhoids. And, I mean, obviously it sounds kind of bull, but...
Oh, Jessica. Nice. Jessica with the S-bomb. Two sentences in. It's nice.
Yeah.
No, Jessica. Yeah, well done.
The strangler with that thong.
Jessica, I don't think that's a common way to get hemorrhoids. Pregnancy, genetics, straining, being overweight, all that stuff's a good way. But not thong. That's not high on the list.
It does cause a dirty mouth, though, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Potty mouth.
Oh, potty mouth. Yes. Thongs.
Excuse me.
Do...
Excuse me.
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
They do.
Our advice would be either wear a thong, which is proven to be safe, thank you to Dr. Drew, or not to wear anything at all.
Yeah. Cheers. She's 15.
If I put a thong on,
good luck.
You have to... You
good times.
Imagine getting a thong out of my ass.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like a flat bar to get that thing
well,
out
no,
at the end
but
of the
it's,
day.
It's not just wedging it. Think
just
of the tangle. Yeah,
yeah no, I was going to say, he's Italian. You're not getting
that. Yeah, no, you know, it'd be like, spider-web. It'd be like in Gulliver's Travels where the giant woke up on the beach. He was tied down.
Yes, absolutely.
That'd be the same thing.
That's no, you guys, Adam has commonly described his... rear, his buttock region, as if he had to try to find his anus, it'd be like looking for Santa Claus's mouth.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is
pretty much the worst description I've ever heard of a life.
It took time to culture that
visual.
Went into a
horrible.
Great coral.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely.
That's some Lasix right there.
You Hawaiians wouldn't know from ass hair. It's not an ass hair culture.
Sphincterine.
It's not a hair culture.
No, they have no hair there.
No. Huge calves, brown skin, and surfing, smoking weed, hanging out.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell if the island did it to the people or the people did it to the island. You know?
Where's our Don Ho drop? I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yeah. Don Ho smokes massive amounts of weed, by the way.
Oh, you're going to go with weed? I know he smokes something, but we don't know.
Oh, Paul? No, he's not gay. He's not gay. You can't.
He's got like 25 daughters.
Yes.
Seriously. My dad used to date one.
They're all 15.
He owns half the island, and, you know, like one time...
And he grows pot on the other
hand. He was on the show. I was like, Don, how much weed do you smoke? He's like,
good answer.
Yeah. All right. Where is Don Ho? What's going on with him? Is he alive?
He still does his show there.
Does his show?
Wrong island for us. Yeah. Honestly.
Not yours.
Another country.
Yeah, you're Kona. Mm. All right. Yeah. Where are we? Steve?
Stevie.
Yeah. You're 18?
Yeah.
You're a female?
Yes, I am.
All right. What's going on?
My boyfriend, he comes so much, and it's just, like, disgusting. And when it goes down, it burns really bad. And he told me that I was the only partner that he comes as much with, and it's just absolutely gross, and I don't know how to control it.
Mm-hmm. When you say it goes down,
it burns?
Yeah, it burns.
Wait, hold on here. You get vaginal burning?
A what?
You get vaginal burning?
No, in my throat.
Oh,
how dare
come on.
How do that? I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, at least she's giving him more. I was picturing her holding a tumbler. Like Joe Rogan screaming next to her, go! Go!
Are you ready?
Come on!
Come on, this is real.
All right.
No, it's just terrible, and I want to know if there's anything I can do about it to, like, make him stop coming so much.
No. How about...
Yeah.
Redirecting the
spray.
Yeah.
How
the direction.
Well, no, what do you mean? How's that
like,
work?
Yeah.
How about you know what would be good? As a guy.
Oh, here we go.
I just thought about this.
Okay.
Just a relief valve on the side. You know what I mean? Like you have on your hot water
like
heater.
A sump?
Pressure gets too much, just blows out the side, you know? Oh, so you could get oral, and it would be uninterrupted every time, but the woman wouldn't be offended. The thing, and you just put a little.
Well, that's these guys.
Well, the valve.
No, but that's these guys.
A blow valve.
create the retrograde ejaculation themselves by pushing on the perineum.
Right.
That's some of their intent.
Of course, we do that. But if you had the one on your side, you could point it at people when you're walking by on the street, like you're like you clean your windshield with.
Yeah,
you know,
like that gun that shoots around corners. CIA used to. Yeah, you're getting oral, right?
Okay, really?
Yeah, and you got the valve on the side. The valve it works off pressure. It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
yeah. it's like a bypass valve. You know, it's got a spring in there. And
ideally,
just,
the ultimate thing would be able to just have a constant little release of you, you know, just call. Kind of pull the pressure
just
off.
Just bleed it down. Yeah.
Like brakes.
Yeah.
Take the desire to live out of us.
Yeah, you have a little bag next to it.
I mean, it'd make men...
You're asleep by like 2 every day.
Right, it would make men so much better. It really would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and urine isn't pressurized enough to bloat.
You sure your grandfather's listening tonight? Your grandfather's listening?
Not now.
I gotta work that out.
Why not? Why not?
Stevie.
Yes.
Well, you should not ingest his copious amounts of semen.
Exactly.
That's number one. So.
All right.
But then what do? You stop right at the moment, the climax?
Yeah.
Or how about you just take it out and then, you know, let him do his hot thing.
Right.
Then
that's
you clean up afterwards.
Because this is terrible, and I can't take the taste because it makes me gag, like, terribly.
That's what we're talking about.
We suggest you just direct it elsewhere. I've never
had that kind of problem. Is there anything you can do about the way it tastes? Like, could he drink something?
Oh, pineapple juice.
Sure. So the Hawaiians claim.
It's a road trick.
Pineapple juice.
Yeah. Well, try the pineapple juice. See what it does.
Avoid the asparagus.
Exactly. Right.
Thank you.
What I'll do oftentimes for my ladies is I will go ahead and funnel in as much pineapple juice as my penis can hold.
Oh, yeah, just
it's not
it,
much.
With a big funnel.
A funnel in it, not a big funnel, no.
Yeah, of course not.
But a smallish funnel. Yeah, yeah. I'll just go ahead and put
medium
the funnel
size
there.
Medium
so
size.
So here's the thing. The first thing you're going to taste is pineapple or cranapple, depending on what kind of mood I'm in.
Smoothie? Smoothie. Flavor juice.
Of a smoothie flavor. during the Christmas. I'll put a little eggnog in there.
There you go.
That can be confusing, but still good. The point is you really could, Drew, feed in the first amount, and that would sort of take the sting off everything else.
Yes, indeed it would.
Yeah?
First to hit the buds, the taste buds.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what would be the best. You know what I would do? I would say to him, what do you like? You like ginger ale? You're a juice person? I would leave it up to the ladies.
Or maybe they're an alcoholic, you know? You never
know. That's right.
Dead burn.
Get to know them before.
Party before the party and after the party.
Yeah. you want a Jaeger shot?
Yeah.
Keep going.
What do you mean? Well, you don't know where I was last week. It was spring break, you know? A Jaeger shot.
All right, let's hear a song from Pepper.
Great idea.
Good idea?
Nice.
All right.
Cool.
Yes,
the Kona Town, name of the CD, and the first song is called Give It Up.
It's been a while since I've seen your face.
Sorry, let's do it again.
That's okay.
Try it again.
This is Kona Town and Give It Up.
Hold on.
I just left off.
That was good, though.
Do it again.
And this is off the album Kona Town. This is a single, Give It Up.
It's been a while since I've seen your face. Gotta say that I'm happy to see you come around my place now. I think we talked about it, and I think I know what's coming up next. Let's put our minds away and let our hormones do the rest. Does it seem obscene? Does it seem like a bad thing? Well, if it is, I'm sorry, miss, but you know I'm just 19. So don't be afraid if I act like a freak. You know damn well I'm in my sexual peak. Well, why don't you have some dirty hot sex with me? It ain't like I'm asking you to give it up for free. Oh, we can start it right now, baby, on my knees. Don't make me beg again, girl, I just sit play. Yeah, now when you look down, don't be misled. I found my life purpose, and it's getting upstairs into your bed now. So there's a phone girl. Why you gotta sleep with my dad?
How's your chin?
Sorry,
Nina.
Thought it was you.
Why don't you have some dirty hot sex with me? It ain't like I'm asking you to give it up for free. Oh, we can
started right now, baby, I'm on my knees. Don't make me beg again, well, girl, I just said please. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm begging you, darling, please. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm begging you, darling, please. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm begging you, darling, please. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm begging you, darling, please.
Yeah, everybody. Pepper in the studio tonight.
Thank you.
I'm all puckered out from the talk during the song. Drew, the ambassador, the unofficial mayor of Kona.
That's Todd Bollinger. I'm the ambassador for Pepper, really.
True.
Loves Pepper relations.
Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Free plugs.
Almost too
no
free easy. Plugs.
We're billing you, people. We're billing you. We know prune juice is the secret. Pineapple is ours.
We will, let's see, take one more call. Oh, there's Donia. Give me another shot.
We can't hear you, Anderson. When you blurt stuff out,
it's weird because he's so low that I think you guys just can't hear it.
I mean, no, we hear him.
His voice is so low, like the bass.
Like Darth Vader?
Just do it.
Do it.
There. Yeah, that's right.
Don Ho.
I'm fine.
Anna?
Yeah.
You know, it's nice about talking to Anderson. It's you don't understand what he's saying, but the tone is always sort of angry and disgruntled. So here's what it sounds like.
I don't understand what I'm saying.
Well, now
there
we
go.
Now,
it's
Puerto Rican.
Here's what it usually sounds like. Anderson, play that drop. Hi, Jerry. All right, he's angry. I got that. I don't know what else.
I'm always drunk, man. What do you want?
He's surly.
Tourette's, huh?
Good work.
Go ahead, Anna.
Mahalo.
Okay.
You're
19?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Well, recently, every time after I have an orgasm, I hallucinate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sick.
It's really, mm-hmm. No, but it's only happened, once when I was with my partner and the second time when I was just using a vibrator. And speaking of vibrator, is that okay if I use that, more than, three times a week? Or can I not do that?
Yeah. Well, you could desensitize yourself a little bit, but it's nothing sort of seriously wrong with it. But here's the deal. Do you have a history of having done hallucinogenics?
No, that's the thing. And I was getting kind of scared because I don't want anything I don't want to develop schizophrenia or anything
that. No, you're hyperventilating.
Drew, I think you're probably hyperventilating. But what do you see in here? Tell me.
Yeah, what do you see?
Okay, well, I never really saw much, but I always heard things
like what?
Oh, after I'm done,
shut the F up.
Time to go to bed.
And a broomstick hitting the floor from the guy downstairs.
Heavy. Yeah, that was heavy, Adam.
It was weird.
Thank God.
You.
No!
Shut up! I'm trying to sleep!
Or clean.
What do you hear?
Okay, well, the first time I just heard, I was rolled over and I just heard someone whisper my name, a woman whisper my name, and then she said, help, after it. And I was like, what?
Help.
And then, so I got really scared or whatever, and then I was just laying there. And then she whispered my name, more intense the second time, a couple minutes later. And then I just, freaked out. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Is your partner a girl?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. You just said she, and that's when it really got
interested. Well, that's the voice of the person she's hallucinating.
Right.
Could you recognize the voice?
Vietnamese stripper under the bed.
No, not at all. It was totally different. And
gunshot wound, bleeding.
And when you're with the guy?
When I'm with the guy, usually, I'm too preoccupied afterwards to, pay attention to any voices I hear, but once I always hear people whispering my name, but, no one's there, you know? And it's always
all right, so, Anna, you lose it. You go berserk, right? You lose it during orgasm.
I don't know, but they're, my orgasms are really intense. I can feel it.
Nice. It's just, you're hyperventilating.
Yeah, you're hyperventilating. You're bearing down real hard. I worry. It's funny. I mean, you give specific auditory hallucinations that are very discreet. They're not persecutory or anything like that. So it's not really a psychiatric symptom. It's more of a medical
Drew,
symptom.
Drew, let me paint you a scenario.
Yeah.
You're in the gym for what, you know, what appears to be 3 or 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
You're doing your 700th curl.
Exactly.
Pythons ready to explode. Just huge pythons.
Hyperventilating.
And you're pushing. You're just pushing.
Right.
And you get a little lightheaded, right? Yes, sometimes you have to sit down. Like, you will, if you push it, you'll get a little, and you'll get in a little dreamlike situation,
for
too, right?
Sure you can, or you can have changes in your blood pressure or your circulating, all kinds of biological things that can occur, can make you move towards passing out,
right?
Or towards, you know, when you, or go into a delirium type of state. But usually that's a more global, general kind of a disorientation, right, and altered sensorium. This business of having discrete auditory hallucinations, A little different. But
all right, she's fine.
Probably she is.
I just chalk it up to a good orgasm.
Yeah. Doing a good job.
It sounds like she gets sort of completely out of it.
That's the George Bush answer. Yeah, just talk about a good amount.
Let's take a little break. Pepper in studio tonight. Drew, gotta go for a little pose down in the bathroom.
Okay, if you want.
All right. That's good. Oil up.
What's happening?
Wow.
What part?
For the pose down.
Oh.
We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Brett, Kaleo, and Yassad here tonight.
Hello.
Ooh, buddy.
All from Pepper. And we get a lot of bands in here from Kona, but we do. At least twice a week, there's Kononian band blows through here.
Konites blows through here.
But,
I like that.
And we don't get along with all of them.
No.
I got to be honest
very
with
few,
you.
Very few, in fact. I'll be clear about that.
Pretty hostile.
I'm getting pissed.
Our batting average is not great, but I'll tell you, with Pepper, we are in love with
over
this
the top.
Band. Mm-hmm. Over the top.
Praise God.
Yeah. Mm. Now, do people have houses in Kona?
No, it's mostly crash shacks. Crash shacks, and we don't even have clothes. we just discovered clothes when we moved to L.A. about 4 years ago.
Skirts. Seashells. You live in L.A. now.
Yeah, now we're based in L.A., San Diego area, Southern California, where the heart of the country is,
I live with Vince Neil, Onaes, in Arizona.
Now, does Kona get the kind of rain that Maui gets and other Hawaiian islands?
And why
does it change that much?
Tell them, Junos. There's no such thing as winter, summer, all that stuff over there.
It's
below the equator. It's right on the belt line.
But part of the far side.
Rainy season. And
but doesn't like Kauai get a lot of rain? Or
exactly.
Get a lot of
spot
rain?
On Earth.
The
Mount Waialae.
The bay side of Maui. What's that called? Where there gets tons of rain.
You're not talking about Kula or Haleakala? What are you talking about?
Here's my question. The other side.
I don't know.
Here's my question. Why does one Hawaiian island get a ton of rain and another get much
How
less?
How about one part's like a desert and the other part's like a rainforest?
That's a better question. That's
school stuff.
That's scientific.
That's kind of like Vegas.
We are not nerds.
You guys have gods you can just chalk everything up to.
Thank
you. The rain god, the volcano god, the long
water tank.
Fill up my water tank. The moisture air comes in and rises quickly as it goes up the side of a volcano, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's sort of where I understand the condensation.
And what happened? What did the tsunami do to the Hawaiian Islands? Anything?
Back in the day, in the early 80s?
No, just the one they had a few months back. Did it do anything?
There's one every 20 years.
Wrong ocean?
Yeah.
There's more than one ocean.
Kapalua. Wow. Kapalua, Maui is where the rains all the time.
Gotcha. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, Maui's more known for its wind, though. You know, it's like the windsurfing capital of the world and whatnot.
And its girls.
And hallucinogens.
Oh, really?
Honestly, for Maui, nowadays. It's not sugarcane anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
mushrooms.
Yes. Mushrooms, thank you. Thank
yeah.
You.
They thank grow you. Mushrooms there?
Yeah. High altitude. Yeah.
Hawaii's got some, you gotta eat a lot more, but they're mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
very,
really?
Very dank, but worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the hang loose, bro. The burrata thing.
Adam can't hang with that.
Oh, what about this one? What about the pepper punani? What about this?
Oh, really?
Yeah, we don't want it to be this anymore.
That's you don't want that? You want, you're basically doing a
vulva.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, you are so
I'll tell
direct.
You why, though. It's tough.
I see your future.
I'll tell you the tough part. I'll tell you the hang loose, it's a one-hander. You can do it while you're driving or...
Will you do that again, Adam, for me? The hang loose?
You don't even got to bend your fingers.
You're wrong right there.
That's Metallica's reunion tour you're doing.
Oh, what am I doing?
That's cool.
Metallica with Parkinson's disease.
They're doing such a cool way to notice they're doing it.
What you got to do is you got to extend the thumb and the pinky. And there you go. That's the hang loose.
Very similar to the shocker.
Other than that, you look like a cross between Catherine Hepburn and Metallica. And it's not correct.
Yeah, right. I got a palsy.
Yeah, there you go.
Or similar to the reverse. First shocker.
We got a question for the band, by the way. Tasha?
Sure.
Uh-oh. Yes. Hi.
What's up?
Nothing. I'm kind of sick, so that's why my voice is up.
All right.
I have
Get
a,
over it.
I don't know. My boyfriend is, like, addicted to pepper. Everything pepper. I mean, I think he loves me more. I think he loves you guys more than me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even that's just natural. Like,
that's understandable. We do, too, strangely.
He's a guy?
Yeah, no, so, well, no, he's a guy and everything, but I think he, like, admires you guys more than anything else. But even
I gotcha.
Like,
is he in a band?
No, he's not. He should be, but, you know, and, like, even...
He doesn't own a gun, does he?
No.
Okay, nice.
You're, like, you just saw Stalker in the back of your head right now, huh?
No.
No,
I'm
but...
I'm like Drew right now. It's probably
it,
just menopause.
Pepper in the background.
Yeah, so what? He...
So yes. What's the problem?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Yeah, I mean, is that normal?
No.
I hear a female voice, and I want to know, how much do you like us?
No, I do the same thing with Justin Timberlake.
Brett, I love you. You're so hot.
Oh,
I love you guys, Esau and Cleo. I see you on the show all the time.
Nice.
Brett.
Yes, ma'am.
You know who I am. I'm Adam's girlfriend.
Which Adam? Baldy Adam?
Adam Flynn? Andrew
Adam. Anderson? I do know. This girl is... Hot.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh, babe, what are you doing?
Tell Adam that he's very powerful and he's in a very powerful position right now.
I will. Adam, you want to say hi to him?
Yeah, okay. He's there. She's talking right behind his back. Not really.
All right. How do you know these guys? I'm hanging up on them.
So who are they?
Chat rooms.
Yeah. Oh, really? All right.
I have no idea.
All right. Tasha's hot, though. Yeah. Tasha's a hot name.
Extremely hot.
Yeah. Tasha is a hot name. Yeah,
you can't tell.
It's kind of like Alex. If a girl's named Alex, that turns me on.
Yeah, because you know a guy named Alex, and you're like, but your name's Alex.
Yeah. It's cool. It's like you get to be gay, but minus the cornhole and stuff. Yeah. It's awesome. I feel the same way with Sammy.
Didn't think of a new one. She's got the best job in the world, by the way. What's your name?
Yeah. Michelle's
hot.
Yeah. She's got a great gig. $10 an hour just to listen to my nasally
plus
drone.
Plus tips from the band.
Plus tips.
Yeah, that's sick.
Jeff?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
24. What's happening?
Well, I started taking these things called pro-hormones. I don't know if you guys have heard of them. They've been in the news a little bit lately.
From the steroids?
Like steroids?
Yeah.
Not exactly, but...
Where do you get them?
Around those. I got them from a regular health store, but they've been legal forever now.
These are like the glandular stuff?
Yeah.
All right. Those are steroids. Make no mistake about it. Just low dose.
Low dose.
Relatively low. But, of course, you can take it, you know, take big dose, big numbers of pills.
Now, what's the low dose, Drew? Is that like 2 or 3 or like 8? What's a low dose?
Well, low dose compared to pure pharmacological steroids, which is, you know, large concentration.
So there's the same drug
this? Some of it's in there. This is a mix of steroids. It's basically dried up glands. That's basically how it, if I understand it right, how it used to work anyway. I haven't looked into this
in a long
time.
All right, so what's the question, Jeff?
Well, I've had a couple of friends that have actually taken them before, too, and they've had no problems here, but ever since I started taking them, I couldn't get turned on for the life of me. You couldn't put a porno on and have me get excited, and it sucks.
Oh, yeah?
Stop.
Well, I'm going to try. And I will turn you out, brother.
Well,
you're coming by tonight.
Two
We're
things.
Watching some porn.
One is
believe
people,
me, I'll get you going.
People take the dried up.
I don't care what I have to do.
The dried testicle,
care,
which
Drew.
Is testosterone, basically, and that can drop your sex drive after periods of using it. And some people use the adrenal gland, which has got stimulant in it, which has got adrenaline, and that will also shut down your sex drive.
Like
so,
Red Bull?
No, different, a little different.
Let's just talk roids for a second.
Cool.
Because
we're playing the Dodger game, by the way.
Barry Bonds.
Opening day with the Giants versus the Dodgers. So let's talk roids.
You going to be there?
We're playing a pre-show.
Wow. Playing. Oh, that's awesome.
We have to be there contractually, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I don't think,
so let's talk roids.
When is that? I want to go to that.
April 12th.
I don't think Barry's going to be playing in
that
ball game.
That sucks.
Really?
Yeah, what's that so weird how he bowed out? Is that because he's not going to be able to perform as well off the steroids?
He had knee surgery, but it was like arthroscopic knee surgery. Believe me.
That's a big word, Adam.
Yeah, I know. It's a good one.
Huge.
I had that surgery. It's nothing. You're running around in 2 days. although, you know, I was 20. I wasn't 40. But the point is he's something's going on. But here's the thing, Drew.
Yeah.
I've seen these specials, and we live in this society where it's like we have to try to figure out what Michael Jackson's up to. Well, he's a very interesting guy, and he's eccentric, and he sleeps over at 9-year-olds' houses.
Yeah,
everybody,
let's
just
let's call six. sick.
That's the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, what's Whitney Houston up to? I don't know.
She's getting beat.
She's a weird one. She's a queer one that, you know, it's like we can't figure out when people are on drugs. We can't figure out when they're pedophiles. We can't figure out when they're on steroids.
We can't.
But we'd like to know.
They're just afraid to say it.
I know, but it's like I've seen these specials. They do women, for instance. They show a woman sprinter. And by the way, women sprinters, they train by sprinting.
Yes.
They just sprint all day long. She finishes in the middle of the pack for her entire career. And then all of a sudden, after 15 years of sprinting, pow, she's beating everyone by 10 yards. And the picture of her goes from this sort of
lean, feminine
body to veins in a 12-pack. And, veins coming out of the shoulders and stuff. Well, what else could it possibly be? She's trained at a world-class level for 15 years. It's not the training.
Yes.
And we do that thing where it's like, well, she's a hard worker.
No.
Yeah, she's been working hard since the ninth grade.
And now she looks like 50 Cent. I totally got you. I got you.
Obviously, something has changed. And it's not that she didn't... we like to think, well, she's really picked up the pace over this. No, of course.
She's on top.
They show pictures of the people. And when you see the picture of the person, you know, woman... crossing the finish line with the veins coming out of the neck and the shoulders and everything.
Right.
And then they put it next to her old picture from 4 years ago. It's like, oh, it's a totally different human being.
Yes.
And yeah, it's not like she hit puberty. She wasn't 13 and now she's 21.
Right.
She was 26 and now she's 29.
Yeah.
What's the big difference? You see pictures of McGuire. McGuire was relatively almost spindly. He was a tall guy who was sort of lean and long. Not
red hair.
Not Ichabod giant. Crane, but sort of long. And then you see him, you know, before looking like Drew, quite honestly.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thighs just bursting out of the pants, you know? I mean,
tough guy.
Of like course the Hulk. There's something going on.
Good work, Drew.
Yeah, now he looks
so
like
me of something
he looks
say?
Like Canseco.
Yeah.
You just looks like Canseco, but Canseco's admitted to doing it.
Right.
And the thing that's funny is I like Canseco's like, we hung out with these guys. Yeah, everyone did the juice. It's no big deal. And everyone's like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just got out of prison. I got no more money. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, Canseco's chinging in from the book. He's like, nice.
Well, Canseco's definitely a lowlife. There's no doubt about it. But it doesn't.
What are you talking about, man?
It's like he's a prison informant. Doesn't mean the guy didn't tell him what he said. It just means he's a lowlife.
Right.
Totally.
I mean, says something about the person.
Do guys?
Sosa's the one I love. Never. Are you kidding?
No. Yeah. His lawyer says that. He goes, never mind.
Actually, Canseco claims that he did steroids in his when he was younger because he had back problems and arthritis.
Me too.
So
course.
It's medical reasons.
Shut up!
Yeah, he takes
everyone
steroids
needs a bad
for that?
Guy.
All right, here we go.
All right, here's my point.
What's your point?
Do guys just completely, and women for that matter, who are already working at a world-class level,
suddenly
completely
change into a different human?
Change into a human being from age 30 to age 32.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No way. No,
yeah, now it's one thing if you've been on the sofa for 5 years and decided to start working out all of a sudden. Maybe you've changed yourself.
The fantasy is we finally found the right trainer and the right dietary consultant.
Right.
Like
right.
BS. Yeah, totally.
Right, and if you do change between 30 and 32, you bulk up a little, but you don't get veins in your forehead and stuff, right?
That's right.
All right.
Good point.
Let's take ourselves a little break.
I'm still looking for people with sexual performance anxiety and people with fetishes or secrets that they're afraid to tell their partners about.
Yeah, fetish.
Come on, people, fetish.
Let's take ourselves a, can you say fetish without sounding gay?
Fetish.
Yeah, gay.
Gay.
Well, yeah.
Wait, Adam, Adam, what here. About this?
Fetish. Set him up for that one.
Double gay.
Borderline
double gay?
Bisexual.
Wait, here we go. Here, Brett, here. Bisexual, you say fetish.
I can't.
Don't kiss like that. That really bothers me.
Fetish.
Stick your tongue out.
Fetish.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with Pepper after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pepper in studio tonight. We're going to hear something else off of Kona Town, the CD in the second hour. The guys gave us some free shirts. I need more, don't I?
We have panties. You can have panties.
I want panties. I want the thong. I don't want to risk the hemorrhoid, Drew.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Well, you're not overweight, so which is... I didn't know. I had no idea about that. Hemorrhoids and overweight.
And being pregnant.
Overweight and OG.
What does overweight have to do with hemorrhoids?
Adds the pressure going down. Hemorrhoids are just veins that stick out. There's the circle of veins around the rectum there, and they pop out when there's excess pressure pushing down.
Can they go away if you lose that?
Yeah. So anything adding to pressure of gravity towards Mecca there.
Right.
You know.
That's why I, even when I'm lowering myself onto the toilet, I'll use the towel bar. I won't just plop.
Why don't you use that pulley system you put in?
It came off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bad times.
Yeah.
You still have the toilet that squirts you?
Yeah. Oh, the toilet that squirts me?
Yeah.
No,
the bidet.
Well, I got, I'll tell you, you haven't lived.
What is this?
You haven't lived, but until you've tried one of these. When I was traveling, I was in New York. It's over at the Riga Royal.
Is that where we were? Yeah.
Yeah, one of their floors has the toilet seats that squirt you right in the eye. And it's, right in the brown eye, right in the bottom. It works awesome. And it's weird, too, when you push the button. It's with a lot of...
Japanese writing.
A lot of Japanese writing. Skull and crossbones on there. But it's weird. It's a weird sense of anticipation. Like, all right, I'll push this button in here. And it's like, all right, let's go. Don't panic, dude. Oh, and pow, you just get hit right in there. But it's awesome because... you know, once in a while you take a shower and then you get out of the shower and it's like, now I got to take a
deuce. That's horrible.
Ooh.
I got to drop a deuce now.
Then you got to get back in the shower.
Yeah. Just pull, the deuce? Well, you should, but, you know, I have a hectic schedule. The point is I just got done using the loofah like a bottle brush and now I got to drop the deuce. Are you kidding? Dirty. But this, not with this toilet seat, boom, gets you right there. Although I got to see, it when people see it, they're freaked out by because it's big and it's oversized. It's got some wires hanging off it and like a tube and stuff.
Oh, that's just dangerous.
People will come over and go, was your grandmother staying with you for... It just seems like something... It's like you see it and it's old person.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you see modifications to the toilets, it's old person. I mean, like you see a bar, or you see hooks, or you see, what was it, lift up, or mechanical devices,
or
hydraulics, or news, or even the shag carpet around the tank, right? Anything with the toilet... Any modifications to the toilet besides maybe like an STP sticker or something? People are like, is your parents are all there? Weird, everything around the toilet, Drew.
We don't get any of the fancy toilets at the Howard Johnson.
No,
the Hojos.
No.
No, I'll tell you, this thing, this will change your life. And you know what I like? It has a remote. Has a remote on it. Yeah.
Is that look like it's all busted up with wires?
A picture of a seal on it.
Can you hook that up to your universal?
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Can you hook that up to your universal remote?
I got hooked up to the clapper.
TiVo?
No. It's actually... Oh. You know what I would like? I would like something called the farter. It's like, all right. Turn the lights off, honey.
You spray.
Let me work something
for me.
Let me get that straight.
All right, Drew, that'd be an awesome device.
There we go.
Break win. Pow. The TV comes on.
Louis? Hey.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a problem with, like, BJs. I think I'm allergic to them.
No.
Did you just say BJs?
I've heard this one before.
Hey.
First year of Love Line.
You know, Louis, first of all, you got to change your name to Louis. Second of all, do not be afraid of a BJ.
What happens? What do you
urge? Well, the thing is, like the next day, I get, like, really irritated when my girl gets
smoke detector.
What?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, Louis.
What?
Uh-huh.
We're going to need you to stay where you are. In about 15 seconds, hold the phone out over your head, all right?
All right.
I heard the smoke detector chirp in the background.
Definitely.
It goes off every 30 seconds. I think it went about 30 or 31.
35, I think it was.
That late?
Yeah, it was a late one.
All right.
Okay, well, hold the phone up,
Louis,
right?
Hold the phone over your head.
Okay.
There it was.
All right, right at 1 minute. Right at 1 minute. All right, now what we have to do, because it's our obsession on this show, is we now have to pace it. So that one.
Well, we also have to find it, too, because he won't know what we're talking about.
Oh, Louis, do you realize that you have a smoke detector with a low battery in it?
Yeah.
What? You do know that.
Move towards it.
Move toward it. All right.
Are you there?
I am here.
All right, let's be quiet.
Hold the phone up.
There it is. It's right at 30. It's right at 30.
Yeah, it's at 30. It's
dead nuts on 30. Now, I'll be able to count it down. We'll be able to count it down on the next one and come within a half second of it. Is that one off at 1:30?
It's ridiculous, this show.
This is professionalism at the top
right,
level.
Lewis, right, we're going to need you to move under the smoke detector and hold the phone up now, all right?
Okay.
Here we go.
And now.
Come on, Lewis.
Do it now. Let's see in it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, it sort of cut out.
Yeah, but they heard it in the other room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was right on it, right? Dead nuts on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, why our phone system has to cut out half of it, so we just heard this. Okay. Right. I'm gonna go nuts. All right, let's just do one more. Can we just do one more?
Yeah.
That wasn't satisfying.
That was amazing.
Dude. You know what? He needs to speak just before he holds the phone
Lewis,
up.
No, Lewis, just hold the phone up. Let's hold the phone up. Is it, okay.
Hold it up now.
And 5, 4.
We can't talk.
Three, two, one.
There
we go. Thank you.
Amazing.
All right. We are the foremost experts on smoke detectors. And by the way, 30 is the bottom.
Yes.
36 is the top. They don't vary. The chirp doesn't go any wider than 30 or 36.
Are you hearing?
It must be some window that they mandate, the government mandates, that, you know, it can't go every minute or every 15 seconds.
What is going on, Adam? Yeah, tell us. Fill us in here.
That was heavy.
All right, we got to take a break.
How did you pick that out? That's amazing.
30 is the new black.
We've been done. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
All right. Lewis, hang tight for a second, all right?
No problem, though, Lewis, living with that chirp 24-7?
I don't live here. This is my uncle's house.
All right. We're going to need to sober him up and
get him
on the phone, too. We talk to people who have this over their bed and have been going off for 4 years.
And when we bring it to their attention, they don't know what we're talking about.
Meanwhile, no, they have a lizard who's killed himself.
Yeah.
he hung himself. The gnats are
flying into the wall.
Yes.
Dog's
All right,
dead.
Let's take a break. Pepper in studio tonight. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Pepper in studio tonight.
You putty.
Our favorite Kanonen.
Conan Nian. As often as we come in.
Conan Nian band.
I see something here I don't think we mentioned, that they're going to be at Hollywood and Highland on Friday night at 4:30.
Oh, they are?
Oh, nice.
With Stryker.
Yeah, Stryker.
Nice. Stryker. We didn't even know that. Thanks, Drew.
And the Dodger game, April 12th.
April 12th. Opening day.
Versus Barry Bonds.
So where do you guys play? Do you play out on the field? Do they set
center field.
Center field.
Play out in center field. And they
that's where they split the special kids to catch it.
And the hot dog guy.
And how long before the game do you guys play?
Right before the first pitch of the game.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's cool. They're stretching out. We're playing. They're
sold out.
The cup addressed.
L.A., not a huge sports town, but Dodgers never have any trouble putting asses in the seats.
Yeah, that's true.
And everyone else seems to have difficulty, hot and cold, depending on how the team's doing and all that kind of stuff. You know, even the Lakers fans are fairly fair-weathered. And I look, there's a ton of Lakers fans and not so many Clipper fans, and it's
true.
Because the Lakers win.
True.
Dodgers have done a fair amount of winning as well, but they just seem to put people come out and watch the Dodgers, and I don't know what else, where else in Los Angeles you could really make that claim.
Yeah.
It's tough in general to get people to do it.
Some of it's easy in, easy out. You know what I mean?
Blue's a good color.
Stadium's sitting in a nice place. It's a nice evening.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of... here's the thing. Los Angeles is a crazy mixed melting pot of cultures and ethnicities, and you're not going to get the soccer crowd to see football, and you're not going to see the football crowd to see soccer, and you're not going to get the ballet crowd to see the opera.
Right.
Well, maybe they'll do that. But the point is people seem to agree on baseball. You get the Japanese sitting next to the Mexicans with the Jews right in between.
With a rich white guy, exactly.
Rich white guy.
Ever since Anil Hershiser and... did I say that wrong? You know, Jim Everett. Chris Everett, excuse me. And Pele. You know, you can't bring all those crowds together, but thanks to the Asians, we are all together now.
No, they really brought us together. They brought up the real estate prices in Kona.
I'm still looking for
Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Ricans, bring it down.
Once again,
Okinawa.
Yeah. Looking for Loveline callers with performance anxiety and sexual fetish or secrets that they are afraid to tell their partners about.
All right. Let's talk to... Oh, we're back with Louis
in the smoke detector.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Louis?
Yeah, hello?
Is it Luis or is it Louis or what is it?
Beep. Luis. Hispanic, that's why.
Louise.
Nice. Yeah, but it's Louise. It's not Luis.
All right, anyway. Louis.
No, wait, say it again.
Luis.
But why don't you just say your name is Louis for Adam's sake, and then we can move on with the conversation.
No, I was just saying, I know some Mexican guys, and it's Luis, but it's not Louise. That's a
That's the neighbor's name.
You think it's Thelma.
The neighbor's mom's name.
Here we go. Right. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So what's your question, Luis?
Like I said, I think I'm, like, irritated by a blowjob.
You mean the skin is...
Wow.
The skin is irritated?
Fellatio.
Like, the day after I get it, I usually get really, like, itchy and irritated.
Ooh. The skin or the urethra where you pee out of?
The skin.
Skin
the exterior
is...
part.
Exterior.
That's weird.
What are you doing at your uncle's house?
No bueno.
Yeah.
I'm just hanging out here with my cousins.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cousins are the one that live with the smoke detector.
Is he the one giving you fellatio and then you feel the burn?
What was, the day after.
Oh.
How long before Black Family names the kid fellatio? How long? True. I guess you're true or false. Is there a black child named fellatio right now walking around?
Fellatio.
Somewhere in the United States. Fellatio. How about fellatio? Yeah?
Fellatio. Shizzo.
Just fellatio. What do you think? Yes or no?
Possible.
Oh, I said yes or no.
Yes.
Okay, thank
Cabrini
you.
Cabrini Greens.
Thank you. I think that was racist what you said, by the way, Drew. All right, Luis. Now, did
all right,
you,
buddy, I don't know what that is. If you have a rash or something that's breaking out, somebody needs to look at it. Okay?
How much, maybe the dude's mustache is irritating you.
No, I mean, it's not a rash. It's nothing.
Coach.
Yeah.
Are you circumcised?
No, I'm not.
Is it just at the tip you get the irritation?
Anteater.
It's like the head and like
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it could be a little just. It's not an allergy so much as an irritation. You need to keep things real, real dry. It may be already irritated from maybe some yeast or something there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pull the skin back, brother.
Pull it back, dry it out real good.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, that's where I get it at.
Okay.
Leave her.
Sure.
Tell her not to drink Sam Adams first.
Like, she gets it as well. Like, if I go down on her, she'll get it too. And then if I don't, if we just have, like, plain regular sex, it's just, like, nothing happens to us after.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. That is interesting.
Go down to County USC and see what's up.
Yeah, somebody needs to look at this. Maybe it's a yeast infection you both pass back and forth.
All right. Are you using birth control, Luis?
Yeah, she's on the pill.
Very good.
Smart move, Luis.
Because I'll tell you why. And Drew, tell me if I'm wrong here. In households that have, I saw it in the snapshot of the USA Today, lower left corner, the front page. Yeah. Households that have smoke detectors that have the low battery chirp going, 163% more likely to have
teen pregnancy.
Yes.
You dick. You dick.
It is uncanny.
True.
It's an epidemic, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
If we can call it basically child abuse, not to put your kid in a car seat, how about the smoke detector that's been chirping where the battery hasn't worked for a year and a half? Isn't there, you got a bunch of kids in the house?
Agreed.
Not going to step up on that one?
Yeah. 100%.
Uncle's got a drink. Who can't change a battery? Drew, don't belch when I'm talking to you. Luis?
Yeah?
What's up with your uncle in this smoke detector?
I don't know. I guess he just never gets around.
Well, it's also your cousins, too.
How old are your cousins?
17, 18.
Wow. They can't stand on a milk crate and snap a 9-volt into a 9-volt.
Give us the address. We'll come over and we'll hook you up.
Yeah. Pepper comes to your house.
We knock those things out of our RV all the time.
What do you think we did before we were banned?
Hi.
Luis, sober up your uncle and tell him to change the goddamn battery, would you?
All right.
There we go.
Get that shit checked.
This band seems to be appreciative of things like games. Let's play some game here.
You want to play
perfect.
Something?
Perfect. Let's get good work, Drew.
All right, we're going to play a little something called Germany or Florida.
My favorite. Thank you.
Call in. Tell us the bizarre story, and then we make the call. Germany or Florida, we've been 100% the last five or six calls quite easily. Aaron?
Sick, interested from Demon's Son and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Wow.
Well, let me just start by saying I feel like I've literally won the lottery.
Great, wow. Fantastic.
Congratulations. You're welcome. Yeah.
Well, I've been on the show maybe 67,000 times, and this is the first
That's
time
it?
Through.
Well, nice. Drew talks too much about traffic
high school
enforcement.
Football. Yeah.
High school football. Go ahead.
All right. A home builder has been charged with bilking a customer of almost $300,000 to pay for his sex change operation.
Mm.
The man, 55, also known as Jennifer,
was arrested Saturday on 63 Benifer? Counts of mm-hmm. passing forged documents, 63 counts of grand theft, and one count of scheming to defraud.
Oh, that's Mello.
Mm. That's the whole story?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Tough one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to say thing that you guys are so accurate, especially Adam answers most of them, are so accurate on this.
Germany,
I don't know.
Florida.
I don't honestly, as far as all-time record, I'd like to know. I'd like to have a breakdown because every single time you're like, oh, my God, you got it, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Every single time.
That sounded gay, too.
So
congratulations.
I tried to say
congratulations.
It like, that was the West. That was my Westwood.
Oh, you guys.
That this was time, my Westwood shout-out.
That was very bargain music right there.
This one does not have a good hint because here's the deal. 55-year-old sex change gets a little Germany.
It does.
Gets a little
feel Germany.
Feels
male,
German.
Yes.
Sex change, male to female, mm-hmm. at that age,
for sure.
Feels Germany.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. The accounts for which he was found, or which he was charged, mm-hmm. sound U.S./Florida.
Yes, yeah. What was that?
Larceny. I don't know what the hell. He was passing forged documents. Things. Mm-hmm. It sounds a little Floridian. Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this is a little bit of a sidebar. When you cut your schwanz off and you go play for the other team, if your name is Mark, you don't have to call yourself Margaret.
Yeah.
You just go ahead and pick
Cindy.
Just pick Cindy. Yeah.
Or Jennifer.
Pick another name. As a matter of fact, I know as far as your family's concerned, they like to see you get as far away from the name they gave you as possible.
Gertrude.
You're not going to stay married to the same person. You're probably not going to work with the same people. Go with... Yeah, that's right.
Something new, brand new.
Mark, yeah, you just go with something else. Completely different, yeah?
Great.
Don't need to do that.
No.
They always do it. Why do they do that?
It does not have to be Glenda.
It does not have to. As a matter of fact, pick a nice name because you get confined. Like, Glenda's a horrible sounding name, but what are you going to do? The guy's name was Glenn. Now exactly. He's a woman. He's got to go with Glenda.
Don't do that.
No, it's a new... You made the commitment to cut your penis off.
Do something drastic.
Let's finish the job by picking a nice name.
You're doing something drastic.
True.
Go all the way.
Yeah.
True. Very true.
All right, so we've got the charges sounding a little bit U.S.
That's
Florida.
Right. That's right.
The sociopathic behavior sounds Florida.
Right.
The scam element.
Right.
But the age.
Fellatia. Was that my blank? that's what my name would become.
But the
I'd
age.
I'd go from Glenn to Fellatia.
The age doesn't sound right for a scam for a Floridian.
Mm-hmm.
Too old again.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news.
And the language in which he reported it, the kinds of flowery English,
it's
sounds
tough.
Like it was a U.S. story.
It's tough.
As it goes Florida.
I'm still saying
Germany.
You're going Germany. That was
Germany.
My gut.
Yeah.
My gut was German.
Yeah.
Was Germany too. Pepper, what are we saying?
No.
And you're not a group, by the way.
No, we are not a group. Group sex, maybe. Yeah. Right now, singular. I want to watch what's really going on. I'm not going to answer because I want to watch
the
what
pros.
I've been hearing
Come
about
on,
this whole time. Let's
no,
hear it. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. We want Germany, but we need answers.
I'm not going to go with anybody. I want to watch it happen
I think,
live in the studio. Let's hear it.
I think the scheming sounds German. To disagree with you guys.
So
I'm going to go German.
All right.
German.
Okay. We're
all right.
Germany,
two
too.
Two Germans, one what? French?
Nothing.
You're French?
One
kiss ass.
Watch. Kiss ass. Suck ass.
Okay.
Suck balls.
All right.
He's only got one, I heard.
All right, Aaron. Sick
balls.
Here we go.
Aaron. Sick balls.
We're going Germany. Go ahead.
All right. The answer is Florida.
Oh, thank God I didn't answer. I still have my credibility. My first time on Loveline. Thank you very much.
I am out of here. I still have my credibility. You have no credibility. You are a traitor.
I jinxed Loveline right now, and I'm sorry,
but
I'm a big fan.
You got to go with your gut.
Time for our time.
I'm
going to
go take a leak now because that's over right now.
Thank you.
Well, here, let's do something else. I got to.
Really?
Go ahead.
Let's do a little Aces Ranchero countdown to try to recoup.
Oh, wow. Ranchero accordion countdown?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can get back. Now, there's only going to be one winner in Aces or Mexican Ranchero accordion countdown.
And when you think about Kona and a nice windy...
You think Ranchero.
I think Ranchero.
Ranchero. They go
Kona
hand in hands.
Now, here's the thing.
Slightly over.
Here's the thing about Ranchero music, besides it being the worst sound ever
besides
of a radio,
like Latin
ever.
Polka.
It is so
it
horrible.
Is
but here's the point. The accordion is ubiquitous. It is in every...
Explain
Ranchero
the word.
Song.
Don't. That's L.A. listeners.
It is.
Universal.
It is universal.
Okay.
It is universal in every single one of them. But the question is how soon? Is it immediate? Now we take a random song. Engineerist Michelle takes a random song, and she punches up to a random spot and then hits play. How long before we hear the accordion music, Drew?
4 seconds.
Drew says, "I'm gonna put that next." Okay, four seconds.
Okay, 4 seconds for Drew.
Brett.
What do you think, Adam?
If she's punching through randomly, instantaneous. I see.
Okay. Instantaneous.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Good, all right. Okay. And Adam, you?
I'm gonna go with. I'm going to a actual marathon in the life of an accordion player. Lifetime. A lifetime. 6 seconds.
Oh, 6 seconds. Okay. Yassad, give us your answer.
I'm going to go 1 second, right on top, instantaneous.
Well done.
All right, but not instantaneous, just a beat.
Exactly.
That's
accordion.
And then
I will go in between, 0.5 seconds.
Oh, we can't do that. All right? Technology won't allow.
Yeah, exactly. Right behind the instantaneous, but right before the 1 second.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
It's called an offbeat, people.
Exactly.
We play lots of them. Come to a Pepper show.
Speaking of waveoffs, the accordion players.
I can't wait to hear this, Michelle.
All right, you ready?
Give us the countdown of your press play, though.
Come on, you good-looking baby. No, I got to count it down because I'm looking here.
Let's do it. Here we go.
All right, you ready?
Here we go.
All right. 9, 8, 7.
What, Drew? We should have done it at 5.
You should start at 5. Yeah, start at 5.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Wait, stop.
That's immediate?
No. It might be half a second.
No.
It might be half a second, which would make me the winner.
I heard a hiccup.
You could do that, I heard a stumble.
But here's the thing. You want to test it? Go a second before you just played that, and you will hear the beginning of that accordion.
She doesn't know where she started.
Baloney, start where you were. I think it was half a second until it got in. Everyone be quiet. Here we go. We'll start again.
I think it was half a second to a second.
Okay, half a second was basically the winner.
It was like a tenth of a second. If
thank you. I would be the winner.
Thank you.
I think it was instantaneous myself.
Instantaneous. We got a further one.
I don't think so. I do not think so.
The reverb of the accordion.
Wow. Yeah, the reverb of the last note.
Lost control of the show.
The actual note is half a second.
All right, let's just bring it down for a second.
Slow down.
We rarely have to go to the tape.
Yeah, let's go to the tape. Michelle, can we go to the tape? Because that was half a second.
Let me explain what I feel is going on here. We cannot start it from that point again because Michelle starts it from a random point in the song. So we're not going to be able to recreate it in this studio.
However,
the other thing is it felt almost immediate, but it did feel like a slight hiccup before
but the hiccup was less than a half a second. It was like a tenth of a second.
Oh, come on, Dr. Drew.
He's a scientist. All right, it could have been somewhere between a half a second.
Dr. Drew, just because you could kick any one of our asses doesn't mean that you're correct.
Yeah.
It means like a half a second beat.
Yes, no, Drew will kick ass. Okay. Yeah. All right, so it's tough. And you know what? Let me say this. And, Brad, I hope you take this in spirit,
which is intended.
But
I'm always going to.
The immediate answer is one we've heard many times. We've chosen ourselves on this show.
Yes, yes.
The 0.5 seconds is a ballsy answer.
Yes, very ballsy.
And I feel that kind of boldness should be rewarded.
Okay.
I really do.
Let them share the title at least.
Okay.
All right.
I don't. No, thank I you. Like that you. Thank I mean, you. How many years is this, honestly?
If let's Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown, or just
I knew we were going to avoid the question.
Here.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Mark. McGuire. No.
Thank you.
I agree
don't
with originality. Always wins points, especially in LA.
All right. That was half a second, and I'm very proud to be part of the winning circle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was actually about 4 seconds before it even started playing.
I feel like that was a dunk competition.
And
both Brett and Kaleo both jammed the ball, but Kaleo went for the round the back, just super skyscraper. Well, it's a little more difficult, and I'm giving them a little higher score because of the difficulty level.
True.
All right.
At the end of the day, all that matters is the basket.
Yeah.
Powerful. Who cares? I think we should do it again.
Who cares?
Oh, I think so too, babe.
She's got those Howard Stern
buttons. I really, really think
you're
so
you're
going
to be edited right off air, sweetheart. You keep that up.
I say we do it again, and let's see where we're actually at.
Hey, Anderson, are you yelling about something? You're good.
I was just a low voice guy.
What?
Hi, Anderson.
I was just saying, who cares?
Okay. All right.
That's true.
Anderson loves the program.
Yes.
He's dying to get back on.
This is like homework for Anderson.
All right, here's what we need to do. I say we take a couple of calls. We'll go to break. When we'll come back. We'll play another round.
Okay. All right.
I like that.
All right. Okay. Drew, what do you got here, too? Sarah?
Hi.
22?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was curious because I can only orgasm during sex. I don't enjoy oral sex at all.
Okay, so you are multi-orgasmic.
No.
Do you just have one? Just one?
Yeah, just one.
Most women that don't like oral sex tend to be multi-orgasmic.
Do you have a sister, by the way?
Good to know.
Is it that
sister? Yeah, looking to find a chick that doesn't like that.
Is that you don't like oral sex, or that it's, or that it feels uncomfortably sort of intimate and close, or is it that it's irritating?
It's just kind of one of those things where I could just kind of lay there and go, yeah, this is something, but it doesn't really do much for me.
Do you orgasm with intercourse? You having intercourse?
Uh huh.
And when you have intercourse, do you have an orgasm very, very quickly?
Usually.
Wow. Well, this is the multiple
confidence
thing.
Builder.
What's your
this is the multiple game builder.
But you could have another one very quickly, too, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's called multiple orgasms.
Well, but no. She looks at it as sort of the difference between semi-automatic and automatic.
Ooh. Well, she is a semi-automatic.
You're semi, but that's still
I was
still
suggesting
good.
She was automatic, but at least she's for sure a semi-automatic.
If you really focused, Sarah, how long in between orgasms?
A minute?
Oh, wow.
Semi-automatic.
Yes. Semi-automatic. All right.
Text your number to the station.
That's semi-automatic. Because the automatic was like seconds.
Right. Right.
I've never... How many was that?
That was four just then.
Orgasm during oral sex.
You can't...
But you have not.
Who cares?
Yeah, it's all right. It's fine. What you always hear us talking about is the fact that...
Hang
on, Anderson. That many women, most women, only have orgasm with oral sex, and that is in fact the case, but the women that tend to have it with intercourse and tend to have automatic or semi-automatic responsiveness tend to not like oral sex. It doesn't do the same thing for them. It's sort of, and it's either irritating or just sort of nothing like you get it. And that's your configuration. In fact, there was just some data that came out recently on women's X chromosome, the thing that makes you female, that showed, that discussed in great detail how profound, what the profound differences are X to X. The Ys are all pretty much the same.
So XY,
in your face!
XY is a guy, and the Y is what makes a guy a guy. And the Y chromosomes are pretty much all the same, thus we have guys pretty much all the same.
Right.
The X chromosomes are extremely variable. And so women come in all kinds of responsiveness, shapes and sizes, and that's why we have that variability.
Well, does that shape, crazy. That shapes sexuality everything.
Wow. That's why some women are more menly.
Hot off the press.
Here's the thing, too, guys. If you got a lady who's not a huge fan of receiving the oral but loves the sex, don't try to turn her out. Don't try to turn her around. That's my thing is like, done. Let's keep moving.
Let's quickly go to line five. You've got another one like this.
Really?
Michelle.
Wow. Here we go, Michelle. Welcome to the club.
Hi, how are you guys
27.
Doing?
27. What's going on?
You're much like the caller we just had, right?
I am. I can so relate with her. It's awful.
Really?
Awful. Awful.
That's a good thing.
What's awful?
We're confused.
Orgasms are awful?
Because after 5 hours of doing it and having six mind-blowing orgasms and my man still doesn't reach, it can become a little frustrating.
Wait, did you just say 5 hours and your man doesn't reach?
Yes. Tell Ron Jeremy to call us. He's going to open up the...
he owes me an autograph.
Dodgers all right?
5 hours and he doesn't reach. Tell me what you're not doing correct.
Well, no, he's
on and that's what I say. I say, am I sloppy? Is it getting messy? Is there a problem?
Nope.
And he says, no. Whoa. Is that okay?
Hey, but you're killing it with the six, huh?
It's like effing a crock pot of chili.
Effing. That's nice.
That's awesome. Am I sloppy? What the hell? And by the way,
you said it.
You thought...
oh, my God.
You thought, do these pants make me look fat? You thought that was a loaded question. Right. Way to answer.
Actually, it's
am
your
I
crotch.
Sloppy, honestly.
It's your crotch that makes you look fat, Adam. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I just for a note here, Beat, I blame the band for what's happening.
I do, too.
This show is completely lost.
I do, too. And like I said, we've had bands from Kona in here.
Oh, every time.
Never
had anything like this.
No, those were your words.
Am I sloppy?
A crock pot of chili.
You said chili.
You said a crock pot of chili.
But that's a valid question. Isn't that a valid question to ask him of why?
The why would probably have little to do with you. The why
right,
is there are some guys that are just like that. Some guys only have orgasms with oral sex. Some guys only have orgasm with masturbation. And a lot of guys are on medication that prevent them from
having. Yeah, he does take some medication.
There you go. That's
What does he take?
Lortab.
Heroin. Yeah, then forget it. There's no way he's going to.
What is that? What is that for?
It's like for he has scoliosis. He will reach.
Michelle,
I'm on
Michelle,
top.
Hold on. Relax,
yes,
kiddo.
Is it scoliosis?
No, it's scoliosis, and scoliosis
Whatever.
Should never need chronic opiate therapy. He is a drug addict. He's on oral heroin, basically.
For real?
Wow.
Yes, that's
oral heroin.
Well, let's just figure out. That was my porn name, by the way.
That was anal heroin.
Good money.
Anal heroin. Is your name.
It started as oral heroin.
Anal
heroin.
Yeah, the point made the is, switch to that can make him not reach because
absolutely.
He's done this with other girls, too.
Absolutely.
And they pride. They get frustrated. I don't care because I'm getting my...
Oh, Michelle.
Okay, now
there we go.
This is going to be a great conversation, too.
She's a great caller, honestly.
First off.
Very entertaining. She's the Kobe Bryant of
callers. We would call her a delight.
Delight.
She's
delight.
Great live.
But there should be a musical about her
life. Yes. Yes. The sound of...
But she's like, he's done it with other girls. They cry, but not me. You know, I got a stiff upper. I got a nice... I'm used... my dad beat me pretty good, so I'm tough, you know, so I can take it.
Ever since D-Block, I'm fine.
All right, Michelle, what does this guy do for a living?
Metal.
He is a part owner of a metal construction company, metal framing.
He's a heavy metal banger.
Yes. True.
All right,
true.
Michelle, you should know that you have just involved yourself in some heavy hitting situation.
Huge. Yeah.
And that you have to understand that if you can't man up,
I hope so.
Some other man will. All right?
This guy's, something's wrong with this guy. And what's up with you?
Lots of stuff.
She just likes to get hit heavy.
She's using too.
Are you using too?
No, I smoke pot every day.
Every day.
That's a drug.
Look, do you two screwballs have a kid?
No, we're not going to have no kids.
Hey, good
no
girl.
Kids.
There we go. Enjoy, Michelle.
What are you doing, though? What are you doing to ensure that?
Birth control, condoms, diaphragm. What do you got going?
We're just every month saying prayers.
Seriously?
Wow.
Saying prayers.
There's this new birth control called pulling out.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah,
the pullout. The pullout is not 100%, baby.
Well,
you need to get on something.
He doesn't even have an orgasm.
100% for over a year, so I'm not worried about it. You know what I mean?
Go on. Five more years. Don't worry about it.
Get on some birth control, please.
Okay, Drew.
For God's sake.
You are cramping out any kids.
Oh, for God's sake.
And let me tell you. All right. I don't know where to start. First off, the guy works around metal, of course. Now, one of the things. Metal is sort of the albino white trash.
The universal.
It's universal. Yeah. And Drew, good call.
Yeah.
And
that was huge.
It's funny. Our callers are funny because there's no... she didn't go like, wow.
How'd you
know
that?
I was about to say metal. He does work for a metal contractor, fabricator. It's like, no metal. Doesn't say anything. But here's the other thing, too.
Honestly, I was going to say pot, too. I pick up the pot with Michelle.
She smokes pot every day. Yeah, yeah. He's basically on Lortab and for scoliosis, which is BS.
Nothing.
And by the way, if you're going to make a BS a defense of your drug addict boyfriend, at least pronounce his affliction. Scrotoliosis.
Scrotoliosis
is a bad disease.
Willy Wonka.
Scrotoliosis. Yeah.
We all have it now.
Yes. Right. So,
Scrum Trulescent.
All right. So here's... All right, here's the thing. He's on drugs. That's why he can't achieve an orgasm. I don't know if I want this guy to orgasm because then you guys are going to crap out a kid.
Heavy metal.
But here's the other thing, too. Your thing is like, hey, man, we go at it, and it's been a year, and I'm not pregnant yet. This is how natives think.
Yes.
So therefore,
Hold on. Let's back the truck up there, Sally. Natives?
Native man. Primitive man.
Thank you. Primitive man. See, that's the kind of thing that gets you in trouble, Adam.
Native to wherever the indigenous people think. Yeah. Primitive man. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Primitive man. Native.
Because it's like saying, I've been driving a car with no seatbelt for a year. No problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
Same thing.
I'm not dead.
Right. All right. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, we're going to take a little break.
Natives are restless.
Pepper in studio tonight. We'll hear another song off their CD after this.
Headphones?
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Nikki Ziering in here tomorrow night. Pepper in here tonight.
Right,
Kalao, Isad.
Yeah.
We're going to hear another song from Pepper, not off of Kona Town.
Should we do that right now just to make sure we do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In With the Old is the name of the CD.
Good work, Drew.
We do have more Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown to play.
I need some consultation.
Some closure.
I just feel like I've been carrying the burden of this show long enough that I need Chief Running Bear to help me out a little bit.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while since he's visited. I feel burned out.
Correct. Maybe if we get a call that would warrant Running Bear. Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Sure. All right. So now, what's the question? Do we
play?
Take a question, play a song?
All right. This would be a good one to start
one
with.
One question. Yes. Then we play a Pepper song. Then it's Ace's Mexican Ranchero accordion countdown.
Sounds perfect. Good. Sounds perfect.
There okay. we go. Laura?
Yeah.
21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to know how... I absolutely love Pepper. You guys just rock. But I just want to know how you got the name of Pepper for the band.
That's an excellent question. I'm going to turn over the microphone to Yassad, and he's going to give you the details. Yassad, why don't you
take
this?
Okay. Oh, and I can't wait to see you guys. I'm going to come down to Hollywood Highlands on Friday, and I'm going to see you.
Can't wait to see you.
Give us a kiss on Loveline.
The fishbowl. The fishbowl. Well, actually, it's from the name's from an early 1990s Saturday Night Live episode. And
oh, really?
It's Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider, Kevin Nealon, Kirstie Alley. I'll let you do the
Chris
research.
Chris Farley.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Farley, too. I really will.
But it was good.
Seriously.
I'm
trying to think what bit
too?
That was.
It has something to do with the Pepper Boys, huh?
Yeah.
You like the pepper.
Don't worry.
You like the
Yeah. A lot of people think you're a band, you're influenced by music. No. It's about comedy.
We're influenced by comedy.
Feel bad so other people laugh.
It's their culture. It's their culture, sweetheart.
It's their culture, honey.
Oh, you like the pepper.
Stuff like that.
It's good.
Stuff like that.
Wow. Yeah, Laura, that's nice. And by the way, we have a lot of blowhard bands in here that don't want to discuss. Look,
are a blowhard band. Thank
Pepper,
you.
Pepper's whatever it means to you. Whatever it means
yeah.
to you.
Oh, no. Whatever your shade of your energy is.
You know
yeah.
what? Pepper's. Yeah.
That's the gay answer.
Yeah. And Pepper stands for not blow hard, but blow harder.
Blow hardest.
Thank you. Yeah. There you go.
Hardest blowing band in rock. Everybody.
Call us up. Tell us if you get irritated.
You heard about the hardest working band in rock. Pepper blows the hardest.
Yes. Adam knows us.
Just for that, we're going to hear a Pepper song, yeah?
Oh. I'm sorry, but here it comes. Ready?
This Ashes. Is,
brace yourself.
Yeah. Why don't you, let's have the band do the throw. Go ahead.
Here we go. This is off of In With The Old, Pepper's second full length. All right, this song's called Ashes. Enjoy it. Buy the CD, and we'll see you later. Thank you so much. Oh, yeah.
It's been so long. It's hard to breathe when the trust is gone. Your face is still. Just melts away in the weather. You got a lot to wait, so yeah. If you got a lot to say, just say it. Aren't you tired of wasting fuel? So now I hand the fuse to you. Burn it all, just burn it up. Let fire fall. What's done is done, it's in the past. It's ashes.
Lots of
wow.
Invigorating conversation during the break. And we had like
I'm tired.
Five people and nine conversations going. It was awesome. I was doing three
languages.
Drew had two going. Pepper in studio tonight. We will play one round. The tiebreaker or the rubber match or whatever you want to call it.
Have you had a tiebreaker before?
No, we never really have.
Cool.
Here we go. Is that right now?
This is, yeah. Let's
okay,
do aces.
Let's do it. Let's
Ranchero, Mexican, accordion countdown. All right, let's all ante up here. What do you got, Drew?
I
got
to
write this down.
Instant.
You're going instant?
Yeah.
All right, Drew is going instant.
Right up
Brent.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 1 second clean.
1 second. All right, people pretty much sticking with where they were. Drew's earlier. Kaleo?
I am definitely sticking with my guns. It's half a second.
Oh. It's hard to judge.
Brother,
it really
brother,
is.
It's half a second. You're going to skip a beat and hit it.
Okay.
All right. Are we still talking about
right.
music here?
What all right, just a beat and a Yassad, what do you got?
I'm going deep with the two. Right. The 2 seconds.
Ooh, 2 seconds.
0.512.
Wow. We call them the wild
Adam?
Card.
The wild card.
That well, is. Tell you what, I'm going fat now. I'm going five.
Yeah, you might as well just go three.
Wow.
I know, but
and
that,
again, you're crazy.
That's not the breed of cat I am.
Yeah, you're wild.
I play
you'll drop
for
trial.
The challenge.
You'll drop trout.
Not to get a W.
Dropping trout.
This close to dropping trout.
You'll drop trout.
I'll drop
trout. You'll drop trout.
And that boy was me.
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, now, you ready, Michelle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Half a second.
Oh!
1 second. Half a second.
Skippy. No, there. No, no. Just now.
Stop it, Michelle.
I'm going crazy.
Wait, stop it right there. Can we all agree that we heard it within a first second?
Well,
No, it was late.
Wow. It was way later. It was.
All right. Okay, let's go in order. Let's go.
It was like 5 or 6.
Five. It was right on 5.
Yeah.
Now they're with Michelle because
Michelle
gets paid to do this.
Michelle, you are the bleep, and that was the...
Yes. Right. Now, here's the thing, too. It's hard to tell whether there's some distant cousin of an accordion playing in the deep background, but we can't base the game on that.
And
we
hear clear.
Definitive accordion.
Long and the mixes
reverb.
Are different, you know. Ooh, yeah.
And that was spot on 5 seconds, yeah, so I'll go ahead and...
Wow.
Wait. Before the clapping continues, I'd like to say that Michelle did not start that in the correct place.
Oh.
All right? I'd like to say, Michelle...
The wrong random
Michelle,
spot.
You beeped up, and that was it. It should have been somewhere else.
All right, let's take a break.
I'm with
some,
you, Michelle.
Some sour
good.
Grapes floating around this studio.
Yeah.
I am still looking for people with sexual performance anxiety for television, and also people with a fetish or secret that they're afraid to share with their partner. So if you guys would call in, I need help with the Loveline listeners. Let us discuss this with
you know
on
like?
Television.
You know what I like? I once in a while I watch that Super Lotto jackpot, you know, bad Channel 9 weekend thing with the poor Mexican people standing around screaming at ping pong balls trying to get them to land in a slot. By the way, that's perfectly legal, me betting on football. Oh, no.
That's
outrageous.
Totally. Evil.
Outrageous.
Evil.
Outrageous. You can see the difference. Yeah. The point is I would now like to see the Ranchero Countdown brought to that stage.
Me too.
People up there.
Maybe the
statewide
Olympics.
First.
$50,000 riding on it. Audience
level.
Screaming 3 seconds.
La 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 la. Give us some money.
Yeah.
Half a second.
All right. We'll be back after this. Hate you. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew
Pepper. I hate you.
I hate you.
Hey, Jim.
Just talking about Bertie's kids when they turn 16. Mm-hmm. Not the boss.
Not the boss of me.
Yeah. Yeah. You Dr. Drew outside this house, inside the house, your old guy pays the bills, and I hate you.
Reality.
I have a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
retort to that.
They're both sleeping over tonight. Hate you so much. I'm going to junior college, Daddy. all right, let's
high five.
Let's talk to Sylvie. Yeah, there we go. Sylvie.
Yeah.
What's up? 19.
Yeah. Okay, I've been dating the same guy for about 4 years, and I haven't been able to have an orgasm.
Oh,
through sex.
But 4 years. So you started when you were...
But that would be normal, Sylvia.
15.
In fact, having an orgasm at all at your age is already above average.
Mm-hmm.
And having it during intercourse would be, you know, rare.
Really?
Yeah.
Rare?
Well, okay, at that age, yeah.
Now,
oh, intercourse,
like,
yeah.
Okay, we have a certain position that we can do it in, but the only way mm-hmm. that I can have an orgasm is with my vibrator at the same time.
That's like, way ahead of the game.
Same time?
That's cheating. What is the position?
Really?
May I inquire, what is the position?
Doggy.
Okay, doggy. So you have the vibrator. You have the vibrator going off while... Are you holding it or is he holding it?
I am.
Mike stand.
Mike stand. There we go. Perfect.
Periscoping
boom,
Mike stand.
Boom,
sing
stand.
Into it.
No,
sing
no, back to the question. Are you holding it or is he holding it?
I'm holding it.
You hold it and he goes to work?
Yes.
All right. Now, what happens when he achieves climax before you do?
Shorts out.
It usually makes...
Fire. Badge fire.
Say again?
It usually makes me have an orgasm.
Oh, not
wow.
him.
So he starts blowing.
I can tell when he goes, so or yeah. when he's close.
And is so he going inside of you? Are you in BC, or what's the deal?
No, I'm completely drug-free.
Wow. No, wow. Birth control.
That was really good. Was, are you yeah, BC? Yeah.
No,
what not BC British mean? Columbia. What birth control.
Birth control.
Are you on birth control?
Yes,
good.
All right, Sylvie, you again, the fact that you can find a way to have an orgasm with intercourse,
you're fine.
Puts you way ahead.
It's very nice.
And you're smart using a tool.
Well, creative, open.
Open.
It's awesome when your dad comes home early from work.
Open.
And,
what's desperate. This? Hey, what's this?
Wow.
You know, he's coming up the stairs like, oh, man, what's going on? So it sounds like the toaster buzzing away. There must be something. Oh.
But you good said Lord. You haven't gone yet, and he starts.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, he starts to throw the wood glue, and you just start automatically going, oh, he's going, I'm going. Is that
yeah,
what you're saying?
It's only in that position, and it's only with the vibrator. That's
all right. It. And you right. are the good only time. One who does it. He doesn't do it in that position, correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Good.
That's amazing.
Talent.
Okay,
talent.
Well,
yeah. Here we go.
All right. And listen.
So you're better than average.
Here's the point, everybody. Your job is to sort of cross the orgasm finish line. I don't care if you steal a bike. To do it, you got to finish this race. And so many people are like, well, I'm just not going to orgasm if it means stealing a bike or commandeering a car or something. You got to finish.
Steal
and
it.
Sylvia has stolen the bike and is holding it to herself and takes a couple of AAA batteries. And God bless her.
19.
That's
good
what
work.
I said.
Steal that bike.
You oh, found
okay.
a way.
Ride it home.
Yeah.
And
you're
steal
the
that bike.
You're the kind
talent.
Of person I like working for me. And I love the cut of your jib.
Intern this, open.
Yeah, resourceful. That's what I like.
Congratulations.
And by the way, guys are fine with this.
The cut of your jib.
He's a lucky man.
Guys, we're all guys, right?
We're all guys. Okay.
Would you rather
so far,
have
yes.
your girl not have an orgasm, fake an orgasm, or pull out the vibrator and get one?
Either fake orgasm or pull out the vibrator.
Yeah, right.
Really
I'm with
one.
You, too.
You are
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Right.
Either one of those three.
They're both good. There's a trick question. There's two right answers.
Yes.
Oops.
Three of your goodbye.
Jessica.
Yes.
21.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I like
yes,
the first day. Thank God for Pepper. Love.
Yeah.
Thank
love
you,
him.
Darling.
I saw you guys
that.
At the House of Blues in Anaheim.
Perfect.
Let's say
very
great,
nice.
Great chest hair. Great chest hair.
Yeah. Did you just say chest hair or taco meat?
Jester.
Dude,
nope.
You have none. I love it. And
yeah.
Thank you.
Jester.
So taco meat.
Punani respect, dude. Punani.
Oh, yeah.
Punani.
Hey,
the vulva.
Dr. Drew calls it the vulva.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it's
a scientific term.
It's vulva respect.
But it's vulva respect.
Nah,
it's where
nah,
all
nah,
the power
nah.
of the world comes from. Where'd you come
nah.
from? Where'd you come
I,
from? Yeah, your mama's legs. Exactly.
That's right.
I came from yours.
Yeah.
Oh.
From your loins.
You're on the guest list.
The
though.
Fruit. The fruit.
I'm
going
to go see you guys in L.A.
Really? What are you going to be wearing?
My.
What? Can you say that?
I was hoping I guess you'd say, you can.
That's,
hi,
that's
Jessica.
Good.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Don't you smell a junior college here?
When I've only had three sexual partners, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have sex with, you know, when I had sex with those guys, they would suck on my boobs, but I don't get any feeling from it.
Wait. Hold on, baby. Hold on. Did you just say step on your boobs?
No, suck.
That's what
oh,
I thought.
Oh, suck.
Step
okay,
too.
Okay. I thought you said step.
Go
I'm
on.
Sorry.
Go on.
No,
I'm
but
sorry.
I'll let you step on them.
Ooh. Oh, really? So Pepper as a band are able to suck, but not your boyfriends.
No, she has no
I've
feeling
never,
from it.
Right.
I've never been in a relationship. I like to be single, but at the same time, I'm very reserved. But
with the partners that I had.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Demure.
No, it's one of the princesses of
yeah.
Princess
it's like
York.
A Disney movie. Yeah. I'm sucking my boobs. You know?
I'm so sorry, but I'm really lost here.
She has no feeling in her boobs.
No feeling in her boobs.
Go on. Tell about the boobs.
I don't get turned on. I'm a 40 double D. I don't get turned on.
Hold on. Maybe, does that have anything to do with it?
My penis is at the floor. Hold on.
Maybe some women with larger breasts have less sensitivity. That's right.
That's what I was thinking.
And then finally, as we talked about earlier, the X chromosomes are all very different from one another.
Yeah.
And some women are just wired up this way. Other women are very sensitive there.
How big's the rest of you, Jessica?
I'm a size 9. My body's size 9. I'm very athletic. I'm okay.
How tall are you?
When you hear very athletic, that's called a qualifier. That's be prepared for something hefty.
Qualifier. Jessica, I want to know how tall are you?
She's short and she's squatty, but she's athletic and she's got a double D cup.
Qualifier.
And wouldn't know it if you were sucking on him, so you could do it almost anywhere.
Wouldn't mind.
Wait till she falls asleep.
Under the bleachers, whatever.
That's like that Courtney Love picture in that magazine of that bum sucking on her or whatever.
Her mammaries.
Let's talk to Danny for 1 second because the guy's been on hold for 113 minutes. Danny?
Oh my God, Danny. No way.
This is Josh. I got Danny with me right here.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, put Danny on the phone because he was the one who was waiting 113 seconds.
On his cell phone?
He's coming right now.
All right. Meanwhile, we got 35 seconds.
Hello?
Josh or Danny?
Danny.
Danny.
30 seconds, Danny. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. My friend, for whatever reason, thinks that me dating a single mom is a bad idea. Mm-hmm. I don't. All right.
Here's the thing with the single moms. You can't mess around. You can't treat them like you're 25. You can't treat them like
you're
other
messing
young
with
relatives.
There, yeah. Yeah,
but if you're serious, it's fine. Yeah. But here's the thing. It's like
you got to be prepared to.
No,
stick
it's
around.
Like it's like enlisting in the army.
Yeah.
You can't just sign up, do 3 months, and go. You know what? It's not for me.
Not for me.
No, don't sign. But if you do, God bless you.
You're going.
You're doing a great thing for the country. We need more guys like you. Yes. But once you go to Biloxi for basic training,
you're in. That's it.
All right.
Our tour manager is one of those guys. He's solid with the single mom. He's killing it.
The coach. Good luck. And the sidecar. I think it's a great idea.
Here we go.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Well, that's it, everybody. Pepper.
Yeah. That's right,
Our new favorite band.
Good and Drunk and our favorite Conanese band.
Yeah, Conanese.
Conite
band. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you for having us,
Best
Adam,
of
Drew,
luck
Michelle.
To you.
Crushing
as they
it.
Say in Good Hawaii, a mazel tov.
Exactly.
And we'll see you soon. Kung Nikki Ziering in here tomorrow night. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Yeah. This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Eagled. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.